Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. It's been months, but there's finally a winner in the record-setting $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot. One lucky ticket in Florida matched all the numbers in last night's big drawing. Two tickets from Texas, as well as a ticket in California, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia won at least $1 million. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C.
A hearing Friday in the D.C. courtroom is likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order, asking the judge to place some limits on defendant Trump's speech about the case. Friday's proceeding is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Trump is not required to attend. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden says democracy won after Ohio voters rejected a measure that would have made it harder to get abortion rights enshrined in the state constitution. Yesterday's special election had just one issue on the ballot. It would have required at least 60% voter approval to pass any amendments to the state constitution rather than just the current simple majority. Houston police investigating the death of a three-month-old boy who was left in a hot car yesterday afternoon. Officers responded to a mental health clinic. Investigators say the mother arrived at the clinic around noon and took her four-year-old inside with her, but left the baby in the car. After she found the baby unresponsive, nurses at the clinic did perform CPR, but the child died at a hospital. The opening bell rings this morning on Wall Street after stocks closed lower yesterday because of credit rating agency Moody's downgraded America's banking sector. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
The New York Federal Reserve is reporting that total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman says this is a major reversal of a pandemic-era trend.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. And I think this really just speaks to these trends of high inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt for longer periods of time.
Fed researchers said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in balances. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record of over $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
Rapper Travis Scott will go on tour this fall for the first time since the 2021 Astroworld Festival tragedy. The Utopia Presents Circus Maximus Tour will kick off September 25th in Chicago. That trek will play arenas and stadiums in almost two dozen cities. High home prices have more than half of Gen Z saying renting is a better option for them than buying a home. Overall, 44% of renters surveyed by RealPage said renting is the way to go, citing affordability the most. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that style?
If you're in a constitutional crisis, but you don't know the Constitution, I mean, it's kind of like, a tree falling in the woods and nobody's there to hear it. I mean, is there still the sound? Yeah, of course there's still the sound, just like when you go and dissemble the Constitution, you're still dissembling the Constitution, and you've thrown us into a constitutional crisis. Well, I couldn't think of a better person than the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, my good friend John Whitehead, to get him on the phone and say, John, help us out. And then I was looking at our notes, and you warned us about this. You said, get ready, because the next phase of the government's war is going to be on thought crimes. And sure enough, here you got Jack Smith with more indictments of the president based on what he's thinking, as if he knows what he's thinking. Help me.
Well, I'm not sure he's thinking. Someone's thinking for him, which is what happens in Washington, D.C. I flew in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years.
And how many years of therapy did you have to subject yourself in order to clear your mind after all that? Wow.
A lot of prayer, not therapy.
Yeah. Amen.
But, yeah, just dealing with the people in Washington, D.C. and the people that cling to them around the country like they're gods or something. Yeah. You know? And whatever they say is true, and we're going to believe it, and they follow it. And
right.
Listen, the evidence is out there. The studies have been done. They show that the government is run by something called the deep state. It's 585 billionaires that do whatever they want to do. And listen, when you hear stuff like this coming out of Washington, D.C., something's going on underneath the Capitol, I would say,
right.
That where it's called the 7-4 group. It runs things. And they want to make sure that they have total control. And they want to be able to badger the American people. And the American people are easily badgered, by the way, most of the time. And I
right.
keep saying that if you read the Constitution, and you said it right, they don't Americans I talk to today blow my mind. They don't know anything about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But if you read the Constitution carefully, it starts with those three words, we the people do ordain and establish this government. It's we the people, we're the government.
Right,
it's our
exactly.
fault that we're seeing this crap happen in Washington,
right.
D.C. And we're not exercising our freedoms like we should be, marching, opposing, or whatever. We're sitting there watching CNN and all these programs that we've been warned by major journalists. These are run by the government. You're being indoctrinated, folks. They want you marching in lockstep, and most people are doing that. And
right.
the point is this, that it's the greatest threat to our freedom is the United States government. As the way it's operating here, and just give me an example in this case. They're pressing against Trump. The federal statute that they are pressing him against. And this is the statute which he's being charged with. It's a crime for two or more people to conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate anyone with intent to prevent or hinder the free exercise or enjoyment of any right privilege the person enjoys under the U.S. Constitution. Think about it for a minute, folks. If you really know what's going on, the government's doing total surveillance on you now. They've destroyed our Fourth Amendment. The IRS is raiding businesses now across the country, the armed IRS agents with SWAT teams.
Right.
You have SWAT teams in the middle of the night, 80,000 anti crashing through houses. They're doing all this violating of the rights, but we have absolutely no recourse. So we're just like, we have become the enemy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what this lawsuit really reflects is the American people are the enemy. And
right.
The reason we're the enemy is they don't want us thinking that we can do anything. We can have free speech. We can say we don't like the election, whatever. And just looking at the charges against Trump, I mean, some of them are going, if it depends on the quality of his lawyer. If he's a quality lawyer, I think he's going to win at least on some of these counts. So, because they border on violating free speech, which is the key element in our society. Without free speech, there's not a free people.
Well, not to mention interfering, with an election. I mean, here we've gone through all these years of Russian interference and all this stuff, which was, created out of whole cloth by Hillary Clinton, who's out there walking around with all her other buddies, maybe the deep staters that she goes and has coffee and cocktails with. God only knows.
She definitely does that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's fat and happy in so many words. And meanwhile, we the people are the ones that are taking the hit on this thing. We're the ones that are having to deal with Bidenomics. We're the ones that are getting oppressed. We're the ones that are getting raided by the government. We're the ones that are finding out that our government has been lying to us. We're the ones that are looking and seeing evidence of a president of the United States selling his office, going back to the days of the vice presidency, possibly even as a senator. Because that is really what it comes down to. I mean, this is quite the lesson, and Devin Archer is laying it out for us, going, hey, this is the way D.C. works. You've been around it, John. And that's why all the money is there. It's all concentrated, and it's all about buying and selling influence. Who do you know? Who can you get to? And when you've got somebody like a son of an elected official in a high position that you can get on the phone, not to talk about weather, but just to demonstrate that he is in your hip pocket, well, man, that translates to a lot of money. And that's why, I've insisted all along when they go, it's $10 million. And then what happened a couple of days ago, because I was talking with Liz Peek from Fox News, I said, Liz, that's chump change, $10 million. I go, there's a lot more there. We just haven't discovered it yet. Because I can't imagine Joe Biden selling his soul, for $10 million. There are multiple millions of dollars. And now they're saying, Comer the other day came out and estimated, we're now in the 100 million plus category. And I go, you think? And even then, I think they're low.
Oh, yeah. And I think that the problem here is that I think Benjamin Franklin said it best. He said this, okay? He said, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Freedom
exactly.
is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. So what
right.
he was saying there was, folks, it's up to you.
Right.
You want to get screwed over by the government? You do it. It's up to you. And freedom is you look him in the eye and say, we're not going to do it again. And here's the key, folks. This government we have today, the one under our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, was set up by people who were getting their heads smashed and who said, we're not taking this crap anymore.
Right.
We're going to fight this in a war. The pastors across the country formed the Black Regiment and changed the face of America. And it just shocked the world when all of a sudden you had a so-called free people running around who could bear arms, that you couldn't enter their home as a government agent, which they do all over the world still today and are doing it now in the United States. And we're putting up with it. So, folks, listen, freedom is a well-armed land contesting the vote. It's time to contest that vote and say, shut your face. We're going to do what we want to do. And we're not going to put up with this crap coming out of Washington, D.C.
Right.
It is awful.
Well, John, to your point, see, people need to understand, where does freedom come from? Who gives us freedom? It is God-given.
The Declaration of Independence. Yeah.
Exactly. It is inalienable. It's our inalienable right. You see, but what happens when you buy into the narrative that, you know, the hoi polloi and these elites want to tell you that there is no God, basically, that they are God, then, you know, what they give it, they can take it away based on man-made principles. But if you stand on the Constitution and you stand on your inalienable rights that God has given you, then the hell with them. Who are they to think that they can limit our liberties? Okay, this is where the people need to understand, right?
They think we're idiots and that we'll listen to them, and we got to stop listening to them.
Well, we got to retrain them. We have to re-educate them, John Whitehead. That's what we have to do.
Exactly. And that's how you do it, through lawsuits and speaking out against power. Speak truth.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend from the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, continues with us. Hey, John, tell everybody about the Institute, what they can do, you know, to be a part and to understand, you know, the power that they have within them, that they're walking around and they're just, you know, they're getting bullied by a government. And the reason the government is doing this is because they don't understand how much power they have within them.
Yeah, the Rutherford Institute is a nonprofit organization I founded 40 years ago. We fight cases across the country. We don't charge. We raise money to fight the cases, people getting arrested for this or that, standing in front of City Hall or, you know, doing free speech activities. Religious freedom, we fight for that. And we exist off of donations, and that really helps. But also, if you go to our website at rutherford.org, you'll see we have a lot of commentaries. My wife and I do a weekly commentary where we go into all these things, and you can get educated. As I always say, education precedes action. I'm telling people to get educated and start by basically exercising the 10th Amendment to our Constitution, which says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. It's time for us to take over our local governments and say we've had enough of this stuff coming out of Washington, and we're going to fight it. And that's part of this Trump thing, I think. It's just the local governments can say, we're not going to do this anymore. We don't want to do it. And urging governments across the country to fight back is really, really important, you know. And really to say that this government coming out of Washington, D.C., we're not supposed to be ruled by a police state, which is what we have now. What I mean by police state is 200,000 armed agents with hollow point bullets, SWAT teams, and all this stuff. You go to our website, you'll see this. It's what George Washington warned against. He said, do not have a standing army on American soil. If you say the wrong word today, you could have a SWAT team come to your door. 80,000 annually in this country. Dogs are getting shot, people, kids. Come on, folks. Wake up. Get this stuff out of your communities. It's up to you, by the way. It's what I said. And that Franklin quote is great. Freedom is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. We need well-armed lambs that are going to say, listen, get the poop out of my area with all this stuff you're doing.
Exactly.
We're going to
have
freedom in our community.
Yeah, John, I think there's a big confab going on with the Convention of the States, right? I mean, this awakening is happening up, and maybe you can address that, you know, very quickly if you have some understanding with that. Mark Meckler is a good friend of the show, and he'd sent out some information last night. I think for the next couple of days, you know, they've got every state that's represented, and they're dealing with these, you know, these issues of, you know, holding back the government and restoring self-governance, you know, to your point in America.
Yeah, that's a good movement, but it actually would be stronger, like I'm saying, if we can get local communities involved and waking people up. But listen, I'll tell you this. When you have kids flooding out of our schools today, they don't know what's in the Bill of Rights. They don't know what's in the Declaration of Independence. They don't know the names of the founding fathers. That is something being orchestrated, folks. It's not something that's just, come on. Listen, I talked to lawyers today. I spoke to a lawyers group a couple of years ago, 140 lawyers. This is Harvard, you know, the big schools and stuff. And I asked, listen, in the middle of my speech, I stopped and I said, can any lawyer in this room give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? They started muttering. And one guy started raising his hand. When I started pointing, he put his hand down. Not one person would stand up and say it. I was going,
unbelievable.
I said, folks, it's time to get educated. Education precedes action. And, you know, like this, we got to realize this. In America, nobody's above the law. This deep state thing that we have up there, those millionaires, all they care about is money and control. Why do you think the IRS is showing up people's doors with SWAT teams now? And if you make a mistake on your taxes, they come after you. They're taking people's homes. Asset forfeiture. See all the things that we write about on our website. If it doesn't shock you into action, you can't be shocked.
And I think what happens, John, is just all of us, we got the solution. We just change our name. We're all Hunter Biden. We just change our name. We just got it. We're all Hunter Biden. Right?
Or become Joe Biden, you can't remember a sentence.
Exactly.
By the way, who's running the government? It isn't Joe Biden, no.
Right.
There's a
right.
whole big spider's web behind him. And unfortunately, we've allowed it to grow, and it's our fault. Like I said, and again, Franklin warned us, we need to be contesting these things.
Exactly.
Around smiling at some guy on TV or some woman on TV who's supposedly giving us the news. And they're reading from teleprompters, by the way, folks. Someone's writing every word they say.
Yeah, and get ready. AI is just around the corner, and they won't even be then. It's going to be AI writing this stuff, too, John. Hey, by the way, the convention of the state, and this is kind of a practice run. It's a simulated convention that they're doing, and it's going to take place tomorrow from 9 in the morning till 5 in the evening. That's Eastern time. And convention of the state, COS project, is where you can check this out and follow it. Again, as John's saying, look, all the information's there. We have to be motivated enough. We're getting clobbered right now. See, because we're in a war, and you don't even know you're in a war. You're just showing up. You don't even have any weaponry, and you're getting your butt kicked, and you're getting clobbered. Your kids are getting clobbered. Your daughters are being raped in unisex bathrooms, and you're declared to be a domestic terrorist. Because you're upset defending your child. That's how messed up this is.
Oh, yeah. By the way, several years ago, I was talking to some fourth graders, and I was talking to them, and this shows you how bad it is out of public school. And I said, there's, about talking on free speech, and one of the students says, there's 10 words we can't say. And I said, give me one of the words. She said, G word. I said, oh, you mean God? She said, no, I can't say it. I said, can you write it down? She wrote it down, G-U-N-S, guns. And I went, you're kidding me. I said, you can't, what's a policeman carry? What's our troops in over in Afghanistan carry? Are they carrying G's or guns? And see, so what they're doing is they're stifling the brain. The key to free speech and speaking out and speaking truth to power, it will get you in trouble, folks, is it causes people to critically think.
Exactly.
Challenge. You don't have to be violent. But listen, tell people, hey, what you're saying is baloney, man. Here, I got some facts to show you. I went to the Rutherford website, and I got the information. We have the whole Constitution there and an analysis of it. Learn it. Teach it to your children. The future is your children.
Right. Because the thing is that there's a lot of power in that First Amendment. The people that don't believe in the Constitution, that's why they're trying to get rid of it and ignoring it. And this is why we're purposely being dumbed down, and we're participating. Because we're spending more time in video games and all these other distractions than the things that are most important. You see, you thought that you could just be an American citizen and just put your heels up on the desk and, you know, kumbaya.
Yeah.
No, this is a commitment. You know, when you hear "We the People," it's like that should cause you to take notice and stand up, because it really is an indictment, isn't it, John? I mean, a commandment that this is our responsibility. To your point, what you were saying earlier.
The First Amendment is really clear. It says the government cannot silence your voice, be it in the form of active protest or printed materials you want to put out here. The First Amendment allows you to stand up and be heard by the government, and folks are not being heard.
Yeah. Well, and look at they let Black Lives Matter.
Voting is one small step. Yeah. Voting is one small step. If you don't go, beyond voting, there is no freedom.
Yeah. Look what they did with Black Lives Matter. They let them just ruin our country. I mean, what billions of dollars in property damage, businesses that won't come back, lost jobs, cities being taken over, all manufactured by some anarchist. And but, you know, they took advantage of our First Amendment right. Now, you get some citizens who say, hey, I think I might have a problem with the results of the election. We're hearing a lot of evidence here that there was some shenanigans going on. You know, we're going to go and offer a protest. And I'll tell you, John, when the truth finally comes out on January the 6th, people are going to realize, even though the deep state, Nancy Pelosi, all the Democrats are coming together in their cabalic form to hide the truth will come out, and we're going to find out that this was rigged. This was a rigged system. They trapped. It was an act of entrapment against the people and our government to effect a coup. That's what they did.
Yes. Speak truth to power and overturn them.
There it is. Again, John, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go. And also, they should get one of your little guidebooks, too, about the Constitution, right?
Yeah, we have a really good booklet you can get for any donation at Rutherford.org. It goes through all the Bill of Rights. It's very clear. Bill of Rights is only 462 words, so freedom.
Really?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. It's been months, but there's finally a winner in the record-setting $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot, that ticket drawn in Florida. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. President Biden says democracy won after Ohio voters rejected a measure that would have made it harder to get abortion rights enshrined in the state constitution. Yesterday's special election had just one issue on the ballot. It would have required at least 60% voter approval to pass any amendments to the state constitution. Houston police investigating the death of a three-month-old boy who was left in a hot car yesterday afternoon. Investigators say the mother arrived at a clinic around noon and took her four-year-old inside with her, but left the baby in the car. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Archer sends a note to Hunter Biden saying, hey, look, I thought we were friends, and your peeps are throwing me in jail. What's up with all that? Is Devin Archer kind of the fool on the hill? Yesterday, quite interesting to watch his smug face, and we got Al Parada here right now. Al, I thought, grand juries were supposed to be, behind closed doors. We weren't supposed to know that, but all that was spread out over the weekend was pretty much what was reportedly testified behind closed doors yesterday by Devin Archer. Of course, we'll get the transcript probably day after tomorrow and be able to really look at it, but, the reports that are coming out are quite devastating. I mean, Al, I don't know of another president, at least in my recognition and understanding of history, that has lied so badly as Joe Biden.
Do you mean not lie well, or just lie to lie all the time? Because it's both in his case. I mean, it is a pathological thing with Joe Biden.
It is. I mean, yeah. Right. I mean, if it's not forgery or plagiarism or other things, I mean, his character, as the president of the United States, I'm embarrassed, frankly, that this is all, coming out. We all suspected. You and I have been talking about it. Others have been talking about this for years. And, wow, I mean, this is a hot mess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the notion that Joe Biden's corrupt isn't exactly something invented, you know, in the last 2 years. I mean, this has been around for decades, this idea that they that they've been selling the name. And Politico did a story a few years ago that laid out Biden Inc. And it's not like Politico is, you know, Newsmax.
And Schweitzer as well, you know, is, has put all that out. And, you know, the thing that amazes me, though, on top of it, is that you've got the Democratic Party cabal that supports this. I mean, you saw the one congressman was Don, what's his last
Goldman.
Name? Goldman, right? I mean, what was it? Did he get into, you know, Hunter's little baggie there that was left behind or something? I mean, he was like, wow, you got to be kidding. I mean, I understand, look at this, your party, and you got to offer some sort of defense. But, my goodness, you're not in the realm of plausibility.
Yeah, considering he's the guy who was the lawyer who led the impeachment.
Exactly. Exactly.
On this. This is not just some, you know, hack in a way, but obviously he's a lawyer for the Biden. You know, he's got some reps in front of his name now.
Mm-hmm. But don't they have some sort of code of conduct, some ethics code that they're supposed to adhere to as officers of the court, even though they're operating in the capacity as a legislator? You know, whether it's Adam Schiff or others that go there and they make these preposterous claims that are just, I mean, they're not even preposterous. They're just flat out lies. And, you know, and look what they've done. I mean, look, you know, I was talking with Liz Peek about this earlier, the damage that they've done to our country because of all this lying and cheating and stealing. We got Joe Biden as president. And look what he's done to the middle class. Look what he's done to our country.
Yeah, like all elections have consequences, like they say. And this is, you know, to get a little serious here for a second. What Joe Biden's accused of is bribery, that he took. His family took in $10 million specifically to get rid of the prosecutor that was going after Burisma.
Mm-hmm.
That's bribery. That is very, very serious. But the problem is because the Trump impeachments were so frivolous and so out of procedure, out of tradition, that they made a mess and mockery of impeachment. And so now we are facing a real serious situation where we do need to do this inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been, the process has been so politicized, it starts out the well's poison to begin with, and that's the bad news for America.
Well, it is because it's not going to pull it. It's not going to bring us together. There's no doubt. You may have to, you know, as they say, you know, scramble some eggs. You know, we may have to break some eggs here in the process because we're already broken anyway. What do we got to lose? And in order to rebuild, you're going to have to really just go after this thing hard, serious and fast. You can't treat this like a Hillary Clinton deal. And come away after all the evidence and say, well, no reasonable prosecutor would handle this case.
That'd be my advice to Republicans is to make sure the process is like it would have been 10 years ago. to keep the process legit as possible, high standards of evidence, the whole.
But traditionally, Al, don't they? I mean, sometimes you might even, you know, because this is what really ticks people off in the country about their party, the Republican Party, is they're too genteel. You know, they really need to come out, you know, kicking butt, taking names here. I mean, they don't need to be, you know, firing pistolas all over the air or anything like that. But, I mean, my goodness, you've got enough evidence here to choke a horse. Because, you know, I keep saying, well, we got Devin Archer. Devin Archer's all, you know, now it's all documented. His testimony is there. But it's like, did people forget about Tony Bobulinski? Tony Bobulinski was in the room. He was the guy that first told us about the big guy, remember?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing about the Archer testimony is that it's the other end of the table. Because you've got the confidential source on the other side of the, on the Burisma side of the table. He's in the room with those guys. So they're saying, he hired Hunter Biden because his father can help us get us out of this situation. Right. Now you got Devin Archer on the other side of the thing, on the Biden side of the table saying, oh, we're taking phone calls. We're calling my guy. We're calling me. Mm. And then we have, and this is the thought is that we have the tape of Joe Biden bragging about doing exactly what Burisma was paying his son to have him do.
The thing is so crazy. And the thing is so nuts about this, Al, is that here you've got Biden bragging. But see, I always say the one thing about the Democrats, they self-indict. All you got to do is listen to them.
Yeah.
I don't care. Lois Lerner, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, you know, Joe Biden. You just listen to what they say, and they self-indict. And he self-indicts, and what do? You know, Adam Schiff goes nuts, and he and Nancy Pelosi move for impeachment of Donald Trump. Wait a minute. No, Donald Trump didn't do that. Your guy did it, but you impeached Donald Trump.
And we spend all this money.
We retard the process of our government and what we could have accomplished in the 4 years of Donald Trump, all because of the resistance, you know, the big, you know, deep state cabal that went on with the Democrats and FBI, social media, all these people. They're all guilty of sin. And, you know, and I don't know how we can possibly reconcile the damage that they have done to people. And because even Facebook now, they're admitting, we knew this. You and I reported on this a couple of years ago, that they were involved with the FBI. The FBI told them to squash the Hunter Biden laptop information as Russian disinformation. Finally, they had to come and admit that, in fact, they did. And, I mean, what?
Yeah, so let me ask the question to you. Why? Right? Trump was impeached for asking what the Bidens are up to in Ukraine.
Right.
Right? So, and then the whole deep state came in and protected Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? They're not protecting Hunter Biden, because who cares about some, you know, crack addict?
Right.
They're protecting Joe Biden, but why is it Joe Biden they're protecting, or are they protecting what Obama and Biden were up to in Ukraine?
It has to go up the ladder. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, this is the thing. I think this is the big missing thing in all this, is that where is Obama in all this? I mean, you got his three lieutenants, you know, the holy trinity of the Obama administration between Kerry and Clinton and Joe Biden. And they're doing all this side hustle stuff and making millions of dollars. And look at, you know, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I go, there's no way Joe Biden's going to sell his soul for $10 million. That's not enough money. And now, yesterday, what came out is they're talking, we're looking at over $100 million.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to really climb up there if they're able to really discover how much money that is actually in this guy's back pocket. Just saying, you know, get ready.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking with Al Parada from Stream.org at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al, something's happening. I'm just saying, you know, that just the attacks on faith around the world. We've got, Sound of Freedom that you and I discussed and reported on, well over the $150 million mark, how crime is running rampant and, you know, what's happening in these, for example, in Haiti, where you've got, a nurse doing some mission work that's kidnapped out there. This disruption that's going on that seems so universal, I just think that we need to possibly connect the dots to realize that, there's no doubt, dangerous times. But I think by the same token, they're exciting times because it's showing us that God's divine hand of providence remains, upon his creation.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this before, the idea that it's now all in the open, the idea of the spiritual mm-hmm. warfare. And
yes.
That there's no, when you're having counties pay for drag queen tutorials for kids, like they're doing out in Ohio, or mm-hmm. The mutilation of children being celebrated, mm-hmm. You're dealing, it's in the open. I mean, this is, and it's unabashed. Abortion, like shouts for abortion. This is, it is, the cards are on the table, the spiritual warfare is on the table, mm-hmm. which makes it a little easier for, believers to recognize as opposed to just sort of hide away and think all is well or in America.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to recognize who the enemy is. I mean, the deep state would want us to believe it's those doggone domestic terrorists. It's those moms, those crazy, crazy moms, they're going over to school board meetings and raising a ruckus, and dads who are upset because their precious daughter gets raped in a gender optional bathroom with the endorsement of the school, and like it's no harm, no foul. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a distraction. It's a distraction from still being done. And again, you point to Sound of Freedom and mm-hmm. how that is doing, and that is spreading, and the awareness, and that is, and the reaction to Sound of Freedom is also telling.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why are you pushing it? Why are you pushing against this movie in ways that have nothing to do with the movie, really? You know, you're trying to, ooh, it's QAnon conspiracy and all this. Wow.
What the heck?
Why?
How did they bring QAnon into it? I don't understand this.
Easy, because, the QAnon theories is, well, international child sex trafficking.
Right, so, right, I guess. You know.
And again, it's like one of these things where you go, well, yeah, when you've got, like, Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell are hanging out with presidents and kings, or princes anyway.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're talking about high-powered people that are involved in international sex trafficking. So it's not that, far stretch. Mm. But
right.
But it's still, it's just a signal of this battle. And the good thing is, in this case, Sound of Freedom is showing that the good guys can win.
And, exactly.
If people rise up and people fight, good things can happen. And
as you say, the deafening sound, the deafening silence about human trafficking at the border and the numbers of unaccompanied young kids. I mean, they've lost close to 100,000 kids. I mean, that's a very rough estimate. What is that? Is 100,000 going to be 200,000? Going to be 300,000? We don't know. They just say, 100,000. Mayorkas, like, you can really trust what he's saying. But regardless, there is no doubt a number of unaccompanied children that have crossed our border, and God only knows, where they're at. We know that they're here in the United States and what they're being subjected to. And then, of course, what was released last week, Al, was that the cartels are in charge. They are large and in charge and making a ton of flipping money. I mean, they're not happy enough just selling drugs and killing our kids. Now they want to, go and kidnap our kids, take kids, from around the world and, bring them here into the United States because the United States, we're so messed up and compromised, morally, that we're participating in this horrendous act of child abuse.
Yeah. And let's add a little bit of more confusion and dismay. How the Justice Department, on its website, keeps minimizing child sex trafficking in the last few months, which is, on the surface of it, is absolutely idiotic, because you now have this hit movie that is highlighting child sex trafficking. This is when you boost up your website.
You would think?
If you cared about it,
but obviously they don't. They're trying, it leaves you with this sense of, maybe because they're big consumers of it. Maybe that's why they're playing this down, is that they're guilty of sin, maybe.
It leads you to wonder, and that's a dangerous thing. Do you want to believe the United States government is involved in child sex trafficking?
We don't want to believe a lot of things that our government may or may not be involved in, but unfortunately, because we're idiots, we're trusting our government, we're not holding them accountable. And the thing is, Al, is that, see, this is the problem about elitism. They think, the Adam Schiffs and others, they think, they got the degree and they're high and mighty. And, we're lucky to have them leading our country and ripping us off blind and stealing from us and everything. And that, and what they're doing in misrepresenting us around the world, how they're disrupting, other countries, regime change, assassinations, all this stuff. I mean, I was listening to a video the other day to hear, of all people, Robert Kennedy talking about, the CIA and what they do and conducting, these kind of dark ops. And going, wait a minute, here's a man who lost his uncle and lost his dad to these kind of operations. And, it's just like, wow, it just kind of blows me away. The way he expressed it was just like, it happens. A matter of fact, and I thought, that's weird. I just felt disconnected.
Yeah, and let's bring it full circle to the Biden thing again. The Ukraine, they're not just talking about the Bidens pocketing money from some gold mine in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Okay, fine,
right.
Whatever, you're corrupt, we got it.
Yeah.
We're talking about a nation where we're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons and aid, emptying our thought files, putting our lives at risk with the war with Russia. So this is a bigger deal than just a little bit of bribery, because we're dealing with the possibility of World War III.
Exactly.
And what that is paid to buy millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that needs to be looked at, because this is a very, very dangerous thing.
Yeah.
This is not just, you know, some low-life politician in Chicago pocketing a few hundred grand so somebody can develop a building somewhere.
Oh, implications are severe. That's what we're saying. You know, we said that here, because of what happened in 2020 with this crazy election and the results that we got, you know, how much has America been injured? And not only America, but our allies. Al, they were counting on us, you know, for the fuel and what we were doing and, you know, and all this stuff that was happening. And, you know, a lot of positive things were occurring. And then here comes COVID. And, and the thing is, it amazes me even to this day. You know, I had a little conflict with YouTube, right? Because they have a policy, which is what Joe Biden is trying to do and formalize through the back door, and that is that for the next pandemic, the WHO would be in charge. Well, the social media has engaged a policy that says that it whatever you say must be in agreement with the guidelines of the WHO. Well, wait a minute. When I look at what the WHO did, they got more wrong than right.
Yes.
And, you know, they probably, in a sense, are responsible because of their misinformation in killing more people around the country. You know, what do we have? Seven trillion people die? Is that right? Yeah, about 7 trillion people? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that it? Or how much? Or maybe I'm off here. No, 7 million. 7 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I get crazy with the numbers. I just know there's a bunch of zeros. And it drives me nuts. But, and here, anybody trying to have a conversation saying, look, at intelligent people, we need to have this conversation to say, okay, if this happens, where did we get it right? Where did we get it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think like with Trump moved everybody, and it was almost like, the era of, FDR. We had to, mobilize our manufacturing, because we got our Pacific fleet wiped out, and we had to start building ships. Well, all of a sudden, we find ourselves, we don't have ventilators. Our shelves are empty because of, you know, again, remember who emptied the shelves of all this medical supply and everything we had. It was emptied by the previous administration. And so Trump is left holding his hand. He's got nothing. It's kind of like, you know, remember Bush, we go to war and and we're going to war in the Middle East, and Bush has nothing, and the kids are over there. They're sending letters back home going, hey, Mom, Dad, would you go to Home Depot and go get me some sheet metal? What?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I mean.
Yeah. Preparation. We're being set up again. That could be done.
And we're paying for this incompetency. And again, the people need, I just want to grab everybody by the shoulder and say, wake up, please. I need you to wake. We need each other to wake up and get on top of this. We cannot continue. This is unsustainable, because they're taking us down a road of where we will be fully trapped, fully controlled. And, because all the tools are coming in place here right now, and with the tools in their hands, we're talking danger, Will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Al Parada, thank you, buddy.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I...